Good morning and welcome to Perspectives, a public affairs program produced by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm News Director Gary Stevens. Another new structure at Hope College will take shape soon. Shovels were lowered and dirt was dug up in a ceremonial groundbreaking on Wednesday for the school's Center for Musical Arts. When completed by the fall of 2015, the 64,000-square-foot, $35 million building at the site of the former Lincoln Park off of Columbia Avenue between 9th and 10th Streets in Holland will house two performance venues, classrooms, practice rooms, faculty studios, and office space for the music department. Funding for the project came from A Greater Hope, the college's $125 million capital improvement campaign that was begun by retired school president Dr. James Baltman.
The music department has been mostly patient. And they should be commended for that. They needled us a bit on occasion, but they were very good sports waiting in line so long for this facility. And then once, of course, you do some planning, you start to think of raising money for a $35 million facility that includes the endowment. And Dave Vanderwell, our Vice President for Development, and the development staff have done a terrific job in securing gifts, large and small, so that this facility could be built. John has mentioned some of the major donors, and I just want to amplify my gratitude to them for their generosity. Marv and Jereen DeWitt in their left and estate gift for this project. Sherry DeVos Vanderwide gave a large gift. David Rosine funded the organ, which will be a part of this building. And then, of course, the Meyer Foundation has also been a part of this effort. And so, to all donors, large and small, we thank you for your generosity. Well, then, once we had some planning done and had gone through some rather rigorous interviews with several architects who wanted to do this project, you can imagine how interested they were in doing something of this magnitude, and also several construction managers, we decided on HGA and Go Construction. We think they are the best suited to build this outstanding facility. But it was in this year, still late April, really about mid-April, when we held a discussion as the administrative team, wondering what we would do if we could not raise the additional money for this facility. Would we cut back the scope of it? Would we build a shell and finish it later? What would we do? Enter our good friend Jack Miller, philanthropist, Hope College graduate of 1954, civic leader, a person with interest in the arts, a person with so much experience, being emeritus president of the Howard Miller Company, for 48 years led that company. We asked Jack for a large gift, a legacy gift, a transforming gift, and Jack responded by saying yes. We knew at the beginning that this project would require two very large gifts. The first large gift came from Rich and Helen DeVos. It inspired us. It gave us confidence. It set the tone. It made us think that we could actually make this project work. And then this magnificent gift from Jack Miller that made it happen. I was so excited after Jack told us that he was going to respond with this gift. Mark DeWitt, who I should mention, was with me on many of the calls, major calls for this project, and he was very instrumental in securing this gift from Jack Miller. And after we had met with Jack and he told us we were going to do this, I said to Mark, we should celebrate. And he said, we should. And I said, let's call Dave Vanderwell and I'll treat both of you to my favorite meal at McDonald's. And so we stopped at a McDonald's restaurant for a quarter pounder and celebrated this magnificent gift. Now, I should probably tell you that Tony Castillo is a board member at Hope, and he owns the McDonald's restaurant. So we did it fair there. But I also want to thank the Miller family, especially Jack's children. Buzz, his fiance Lisa, Meg, her husband Greg, Sue, her husband Tom, were very supportive of this large legacy gift to Hope. And for that I want to thank you. And I would also like to thank the entire Miller family, who is here today in some force, actually. We have Connie and Len, Jack's sister and her husband, Nancy and Phil Miller. Phil is Jack's brother. And we want to thank you and the children and grandchildren for all that you have meant to this institution over such a long period of time. I would like to ask you to stand so that we could recognize the entire Miller family. Mark DeWitt and I had so much fun interacting with Jack during this process of asking him for this marvelous gift. And you need to know that this was a major, major commitment, a legacy gift, really, that made us so happy that we could finally say yes to all those that who had planned so long for this facility. And it gave me so much pleasure to have Jack allow us to put his name on this building so that it would forever be known as the Jack H. Miller Center for Musical Arts. Would you join me in welcoming Jack Miller to the stage?
Thank you, Dr. Boltman, for your kind and generous introduction. I would like to congratulate you, Jim, on your retirement, and thank you for your dedication in bringing to near completion, prior to your retirement, the college's A Greater Hope campaign. You are leaving a wonderful legacy at Hope and have set the college on a favorable path for the future. I would also like to welcome Dr. John Knapp. John, you have come to Hope at a very exciting time, which promises to be full of growth and opportunity. Earlier this year, the college broke ground on the Kreisinger Art Museum, and today we break ground on the Center for Musical Arts. I am sure under your leadership, Hope College will continue to provide quality programs and excellent resources to our students, faculty, and to this community. The new Center for Musical Arts will play a very important role at Hope College and in the Holland community. I am looking forward to watching the facility come to life over the next number of months. Upon completion, the Center for Musical Arts will provide our Hope Music facility with quality tools as well as performance and practice space to give our music students the education that they have waited so long for and truly deserve. I will look forward to seeing the music program grow at Hope College. I am excited for the students who will use the facility in the future to learn, perfect their talents, and perform. I am pleased that Hope has reached out to West Michigan organizations like the Grand Rapids Symphony, Holland Chorale, and Holland Symphony Orchestra to expand the opportunities and uses of what will surely be a first-class performance facility in West Michigan. I personally have an interest in all the arts, but especially musical art. I consider it an honor and a privilege to have played a role in meeting this need. But I would also like to thank the over 230 persons that have contributed and made this center possible and the Performance Hall a reality for Hope College. As has already been mentioned, I would like to again thank Richard and Helen DeVos for their lead gift to the A Greater Hope campaign, which started this project, and other donors to the Center for Musical Arts. We would like to acknowledge Meyer and Sherry DeVos van der Weide. And of course, David Rosine for his incredible gift, which will allow Hope College to have a custom-built concert organ in this new facility. Thanks you so much, David. I would like to close. I would like to close in sharing with you why I have such a love of the musical arts. We live in a world where every day we see and hear of hardship around the world. We are torn apart by war, violence, sickness, and sadness. Music is a place we can turn to find comfort and enjoyment. A way we can leave behind our worries and quietly enjoy the peace and relaxation only music can provide, if only for a brief respite. Thank you.
That's Perspectives for this week. From the 1450 WHGC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you for listening, and join me again next week at this time for more Perspectives.